This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A turncoat Taliban attack on the Afghan city of Kandahar, and the police commander ends up dead, two Americans wounded. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis calling the event tragic, but saying it won't affect the U.S. commitments in that nation.
It's a tragic loss of a patriot for Afghanistan, but I don't see it having a long-term effect.
Taliban members posing as Afghan guards opening fire during a city security meeting, injuring several officials. President Trump says it appears a missing Washington Post journalist is dead. Pressed by reporters about the disappearance of Jamal Khashoggi, he says if Saudi Arabia is found to be responsible, there would be very severe consequences. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump on the campaign trail again last night. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
And Schumer knows this, and Nancy Pelosi knows this, but they just don't want to give us the victory. I know for a fact. They said, you know what, we can't let them have the wall, because that would be another campaign promise fulfilled.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Missoula, Montana, saying Democrats are backing a caravan of people from Honduras heading here to the U.S. There are reportedly 4,000 in the group, including children, unclear who's paying the bill for food and water along the journey.
This will be an election of Kavanaugh, the caravan. Law and order and common sense. That's what it's going
to
be.
The death toll from Hurricane Michael is up to 35. The latest body found yesterday in Gulf County. A man who was killed while clearing debris and a tree fell on his tractor. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A former Utah Republican congressman is being criticized for a tweet that some say was insensitive to Native Americans. Jason Chaffetz, who's now a Fox News contributor, posting the tweet from Disneyland yesterday. It showed him standing next to a wooden Indian statue, joking that he was with Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren. Warren had been criticized for her claims of Native American ancestry. A Navajo elder and former Utah official, Mark Maryboy, saying that he considers the post racist. Maryboy telling the Salt Lake Tribune, though, that he's not surprised that Chaffetz would make such a comment. J.P. Morgan Chase is warning investors a recession is likely coming. Despite what has been a strong economy, it claims a model says there's a 28% chance that the U.S. economy will be going into recession this year. The model is more pessimistic than others. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says there's just a 14% chance of a recession this year. The Dow Jones average and S&P have both lost more than 4% this month, however. You can find us online. We have a brand new website, in fact, online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now, 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, the former Trump campaign communications advisor, Michael Caputo, who has 30 years of global communications experience with government, political campaigns, trade associations, Fortune 500 corporations, lauded by the New York Times for his high, quote-unquote, I'm doing air quotes here, okay, high-octane brain. He's also the only executive in history who has worked for both the White House and Kremlin, and hasn't been investigated or had an FBI raid on him. Maybe we should add that to him, Michael.
No, unfortunately, I'm under their scrutiny. The House Intelligence Committee called me the Trump's conduit to Putin.
Oh,
the Senate committee, the same thing. The Mueller investigation, that was a real fun one. But, it's all bogus, Bill. All bogus.
Well, and that's what this all seems to be coming down after all this time and all the money that people have spent on this. And, this is one of the things, too, I wanted to talk to you about, being a former Trump campaign advisor. You were a communications advisor specifically, and we think about how the campaign was presented by the mainstream media. And, of course, everybody was so shocked after the results, but you weren't shocked. I mean, you saw the momentum. You saw what was going on. The thousands of people that were out there to see Donald Trump during the campaign of 2016. So no big surprise for you on election night. But for the mainstream media, their heads exploded because this was the last thing expected, because their communications advisor said, oh, no, it's a slam dunk, Hillary by 90%, right?
Right. And I'll tell you, it was all the way around. Everyone did the same thing at every network. I was on TV that night too, when they refused to call Florida for Donald Trump after it was a clear victory, I knew we had won this race.
Mm-hmm.
And I just looked around me and watched the gray matter flap onto the walls as their heads exploded. And, if the midterm elections were held today, I think the Democrats would win. But if the Trump voters who surprised them in 2016, don't sit at home and they vote on November 6th, we're going to surprise them even more on November 6th by keeping the House Republican.
Well, you're exactly right. One of the things I maintain, Michael, is this candidate is an anomaly. And he's been unique, and though tradition says the ruling, the party that controls the White House loses seats routinely, Donald Trump has been anything but routine. Look what he's done in upending and exposing the deep state, taking on these issues that mainstream America, the forgotten man and woman, have wanted to take on forever and have wondered, scratching their head, going, what's going on with this government, that we keep on incurring all kinds of debt, we're not taking care of our national security, we're compromised recognized internationally. Jobs are in the tank. We've got more people on welfare than ever before. People's dreams are being thwarted. This isn't the America that I fought for and defended as far as freedom is concerned. It's not the America that is that shining light in the hill that Ronald Reagan spoke of. And it took Donald Trump, it took a guy like Donald Trump to go to the top of the hill and put in a new light bulb, right?
It really did, and I think that's an important thing to talk about because, you know, we had a great president, Ronald Reagan, and George H.W. Bush, I worked for him. He was a solid guy. You know, George W. Bush, even Bill Clinton did some good things. And I'll tell you what, even though our country kept going downhill, and at this point in time, you know, in 2016, a lot of us just thought, you know, the regular guys, the traditional politicians, the establishment guys, they're just not getting it done. We have to hire a brawler, you know, somebody exactly. who may not be politically correct, someone who's not afraid to offend the delicate sensibilities of the inside the beltway mentality. And we sure got that in Donald Trump, didn't we?
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is, you mentioned Bill Clinton. Let's just be honest about it. The Democratic Party is not Bill Clinton's party anymore, is it?
No, it is not. It's so far gone left. It doesn't even resemble the party of Clinton in the 90s.
And you can keep on going back, whether it's, JFK, other Democratic presidents that you sit there and go, whoa, what the heck, what the heck happened to this party? And now it's it is a party of mob rule as opposed to the Republicans that it's jobs over mobs, right?
It really is. I'm enduring the mob rule today. My good friend Steve Bannon has agreed to come out to Buffalo, where I live, to do a get out the vote rally for Republicans there. And the leftists in Buffalo, of all places, are trying to close him down. They're trying to force the venues where he's appearing to reject him. They're calling, they're texting, they're emailing, they're screaming. If you thought it was over when Justice Kavanaugh was finally confirmed, I'm telling you, this is what we're in for every single day of our lives.
Yeah.
If the Democrats take the House of Representatives. If you like what happened to that confirmation process, you're going to love 2019.
Yeah, without a doubt, because it's on steroids right now, because they've been able, in a sense, to be rewarded by it. The mainstream media talks about this, gender gap and how much the women are siding with the Democrats. And I'm going, wait a minute, since when did women, start rejecting, jobs and more pay and better opportunities? I'm sorry, I can't connect that dot. I can't say it's a monolithic decision and it's all about Roe v. Wade and supposedly what some have etched in their brain about, the former Judge Kavanaugh, now Justice Kavanaugh.
Well, Bill, they didn't get it right in 2016 with women, and I don't think they're right about them now. Mm-hmm. They couldn't identify the Trump female voter then. They weren't able to identify them after the election. They have no idea where to find them now. They're not polling the Trump female voter, if you ask me. And that's a moment of, it's something you just feel. It's a gut, It's not science. Polling is science. But they're mostly talking about urban and suburban women. The where I live in Western New York, it's more of a rural area. There are women who don't live in the city, and they feel a lot different. And I've met many women, many, many women during the Kavanaugh confirmation process who told me that they feared for their son. They feared for their grandson, their nephew, their brother, because they could be accused without any proof, and their lives could be destroyed too. They were awakened by the absolutely frightening Kavanaugh confirmation process, and I think they're coming out to vote.
Well, Michael, you mentioned Bannon. You're there, Bannon coming up, and you guys working together on a campaign to get out the vote. You going to get him on your podcast?
I'm going to try that. Steve is busy as they come. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, we got to keep him scheduled for Buffalo. The left is really trying to bully these business owners who have booked him in there and rented us, space. And they're even trying to bully the local fire hall to cancel. It's outrageous. We have five conservative Republican members of the board of the local fire hall, and they're scared to death because they're getting absolutely threatened. It's outrageous. But if I get him, I'm going to put him up on my podcast, which is still standingradio.com. That's still standingradio.com, Bill, because it doesn't matter what they do. We're going to win, and in the end, we're all going to still be standing.
Exactly. Michael Caputo is with us. We got more from him after the break. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
That your train be the star.
Back with the American, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Former campaign advisor Michael Caputo continues with us. And as we were talking about earlier, is this mob rule of the Democratic Party. Boy, I'll tell you, they've really gotten upset about it. They don't like the identification, but I'm sorry, what else can you call it? I mean, if you don't go along with them, they're chasing you down in restaurants. They're doing everything they can to impede free speech. I mean, we just lost an American journalist. to Saudi, you know, quite likely to Saudi Arabia. I mean, administration doesn't know how to address this. This is such a hot potato. And in his very heart was he loved America because what he saw compared to Saudi Arabia was freedom of speech, to have that ability to be able to have a free exchange of ideas. Ironically, he comes here to America to be a journalist for the Washington Post, and he's seeing, you know, the threats of free speech all around.
That's true, and that's a sticky wicket, isn't it? Because Saudi Arabia is so important to the Coalition for Freedom in the Middle East, and, you know, they're the only thing standing between Iran, really, and a nuclear weapon. And yet, it's a human rights abuser, just like most of those countries in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. They're not, none of them have a human rights record that we can be proud of. I mean, Turkey, the country that is holding out proof that this journalist was murdered in the Saudi Arabian embassy in Turkey. There's no worse regime when it comes to the detainment and the murder and the intimidation of journalists than Turkey. So there's no good actors in that area, and it's a tough balance for the administration between human rights and national security. This is going to be an important decision for Donald Trump.
And, of course, Turkey, thank God, they just released the pastor, the American pastor out of North Carolina, and, you know, was able to come back to the country. And, you know, again, another victory for Donald Trump. I mean, how many people has he been able to liberate since he's been in office? You know, at least a couple dozen.
More than any president.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
More than any president in my lifetime, you know, except for Ronald Reagan, who released, got dozens of them released. From Iran,
right,
directly
exactly.
after coming into office. Ever since right. Reagan, we've struggled with this as a country. We don't deal with terrorists. We don't negotiate with terrorists. Well, in fact, Donald Trump didn't negotiate. He forced it to happen by crashing or by crushing their currency and you know, basically saying release them and demanding it. And I was so moved. I was actually picking up some to-go food from a Chinese restaurant in Buffalo. I looked at the TV screen across the room, and I saw the pastor in a live shot with the president of the United States talking. And I thought to myself, it would be nice if this man gives President Trump credit for getting him out of there. Mm-hmm. And then I saw him fall to his knees in prayer and live television in the Oval Office. And I ran over the television, almost knocking over a table full of diners just to hear it. I couldn't believe the prayer. And I knew that there were liberal heads exploding all around the place.
Oh, you know that. But see, this is what we love about God. His truth is always out there, and there are specific appointed times when it comes out. And that was a case in point, because as Tony Perkins was saying, who accompanied Pastor Brunson and his wife here to the United States, you know, they said to Tony, said, look, you know, we pray every day for the president. Do you think it'd be okay? You know, the wife says, do you think it'd be okay if I put my hand on his head and pray for him? Tony goes, I don't think you want to put your hand on his head, but you can certainly pray for him. So,
yeah, he doesn't like people touching his hair, I guess. But yeah. You know what? The president, it's so interesting because people don't think of Donald Trump as a religious man, and indeed we know much more religious people in our lives. But the president is surrounded by good, you know, lovers of God and religious men and women who believe in him, not because he is righteous, but because he is doing the right thing for our country. And he's surrounded by those people. You know, I was raised a Christian man, and I saw people judging others in my time in life, but they see Donald Trump as someone to believe in, someone who'll do the right thing for our country, and I'm just amazed at how much he accepts that and accepts the prayers of all Americans without reservation. That scene in the White House, I will remember for the rest of my life.
Well, what's emblazoned in my mind as well, Michael, was when then Canada Trump was on a plane. Remember the picture they showed of the evangelicals surrounding and praying for him on the Trump plane? You know, that told me a lot there. that he was looking to God. And I kind of thought in some ways, you know, kind of like George Washington and a little bit like Solomon, if you remember the story of Solomon, when he was, confronted with the reality that God had chosen him to lead the children of Israel. And George Washington realizing that, God's hand was upon this great American experiment, and of all people, he was going to be the president. They wanted him to be king. He goes, we're not going to go there. I'll be your president. But he realized it was by divine providence that this great American experiment, that this ragtag crew of, untrained military people for all intents and purposes are taking on the number one military force on the planet, and we win. We win to go on to realize this great American experiment, this great idea that the founding fathers put together. And who did they look? Above all else, they looked to God for wisdom in order to come up with the, when you read the Constitution, as you say, Michael, there's so many right things in the Constitution. And you can say, in our Christian terms, we say it's righteous, but it is right. Those right things that are immutable, that you just say, wow, how do you argue against freedom of the speech? How do you argue against life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? How do you argue against the certain immutable rights that are given to us, not by the government, by God himself? How do you argue that?
Well, I'll tell you, what a great point. I love this conversation. I've known the president since 1988. Mm-hmm. I was really close with him, working on his politics from 2013. I interacted with him many different times since 1988, and I know that he was considering running for president all that time. And he was uncomfortable with that mantle. He was, mm-hmm. and he was really wrestling with it. I could tell many different conversations we'd had, but he thought he could do it. He kind of wanted to do it, but he wasn't comfortable with the idea of it. And I think in many different ways, he was honored by the destiny of becoming president of the United States. But it took him a long time to come around to the need to do it and to understand that it had to be the most selfless act that he had ever done in his life. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. Donald Trump lived like a sultan. He had he lived in Trump Tower in an apartment that is so much nicer than the White House, with a wife who is Aphrodite beautiful, and he's given all that up to serve our nation. I know he wasn't comfortable with it across 20, 25 years, but when he finally came down those stairs to run for president, he was ready, and he's ready today, continuing to serve this nation, and I just thank God for him every day.
Exactly. You talk about the selfless act. I mean, so much so that he donates his earnings as president of the United States. It is quite remarkable, lest people forget about that, lest they forget what he has done in terms of job creation, what he has done in terms to what he said on his inauguration speech, which was quite interesting. Listen to the people who thought it was a dark speech. But Main Street America says, he gets it. When he said that today we're returning the government in the rightful hands of the people that it belongs to, we the people, welcome back. And, this is what he's done, is he's continued to move more and more away from the ideals of the previous administration that said that they wanted to fundamentally transform this country. Fundamentally transform it from what to what? Look what happened. We almost became Venezuela under the previous administration.
That's true. And the people who called that a dark and dangerous speech are the ones today who can't believe and are fighting so hard against him fulfilling the promises that he made in that speech. And I'll tell you, this is what we all have to understand as the midterm elections approach. These attacks on Donald Trump, the attacks on Brett Kavanaugh, the bogus Russia investigation, it's all about one thing, impeachment.
Exactly. Good point, Michael. We'll leave it right there. Michael Caputo on Bill Martinez Live. Michael, real quick, one more fast time. Remind everybody your podcast. How can they connect with you?
It's stillstandingradio.com. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Thank you, Michael. Take care.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump speaking in Missoula, Montana, making it clear he's running for a second term.
First they say he doesn't know what he's doing. Perhaps he's incompetent. He doesn't know what he's doing. It's terrible. Then 2 minutes later they say he's got it for 8 years. He's going to take it for long. You can't have both. You can only go one way or the other. You can't do both. Now, 8 years is going to be fine, right? 8 years is going to be fine.
The president says it appears that a missing Washington Post journalist is dead. The president pressed by reporters about Jamal Khashoggi and saying if Saudi Arabia is found to be responsible for his death, there will be very severe consequences. Hurricane Michael claims another life a week after it strikes the Florida coast. It's up to 35 deaths blamed on that storm. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Single day promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Ridiculous, you know, when you think about it for just a moment, you know, as if we're large and in charge and we think we know better, right? You know, when you consider the chaos that's happening around our country today, maybe in the midst of our own families, maybe it's time to see, you know, what happened. Did we think that suddenly we became the king of the world and we forgot about the real king of the world, possibly? Huh? What do you think about that? Just something to ponder, a little Salem moment here, brought to you by Bill Martinez Live, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, we're going to talk with our good friend Dean Sell. He's back with us. Dean is the brand manager for Sight and Sound, as you may recall. He's been on with us, and we're talking about Moses, because they've teamed up with Virgil Films and Entertainment to release the film version of their original stage production, Moses. And if you had a chance to see it, you know you want to see it again. And now we're going to have an opportunity to enjoy it on DVD. Dean, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you back with us.
Bill, good morning. It's so good to be back with you. Thank you so much for having us.
Hey, how's life in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, buddy?
It is beautiful. You know, it's fall. There is a crisp in the air. The leaves are changing their color, and it's just absolutely beautiful here in the Amish farm fields of good old Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
I'm so jealous. I keep telling my wife we're up for a road trip. You know, we've been threatening, as you know, for a couple of years to find our way up there because we've got to see the facility. But also, I love Pennsylvania in autumn time because, you know, I was born and raised. I tell people I was born and raised in Southern California. Okay, so our leaves are smog brown. And the first time I went to the East Coast and saw the brilliance of the autumn colors firsthand for myself, it took me weeks for my jaw to kind of, you know, go back to normal because I was in the perpetual awe, you know, position with my mouth. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah. Well, it's a good reminder that God's creativity is alive and well. You know, we get to experience it every year, but just once a year when all those, you know, beautiful green trees all of a sudden become just brilliant colors of orange and yellow and red, and it's just absolutely stunning. So now's the time of the year to come. You know, there's apple festivals everywhere. Lots of farms open up their doors, and you can come in and, you know, drink some apple cider, some hot apple cider. But if you're from Southern California, you may want to bring your coat.
Yeah, well, even worse yet now. So I moved from 4 years ago from Southern California to Florida. I happen to be in California these days. I'm visiting the kids, and we're heading even further west because the two-year-old grandchild in Maui is waiting for us as well. So we got a little bit of a trip, but I promise. I keep promising to you we've got to make our way, and, you know, it'd be great to see you and see Lindsay and the kids, and, hey, just have some hot chocolate and enjoy the holidays. That'd be awesome. Hey,
yeah,
but let's talk.
Love to have you.
Okay, great. Let's talk about Moses. I mean, gosh, Dean, this was so fantastic when we saw Moses on the big screen, and it was just such a blessing. Again, sight and sound, and only the way sight and sound can do it. You guys just do it big and wonderful.
Well, thank you so much, Bill. Yeah, you know, there really is no other place like it on the planet. And I'm not saying that because I work here. You know, it really is amazing. So for those of your listeners that maybe haven't heard or don't know about Sight and Sound, we bring the Bible to life on stage. And what probably comes to your mind immediately is something that you would picture, you know, happening in a church basement with people wearing bathrobes. But we really believe in using the biggest, most spectacular special effects and stages that we have to be able to bring these ginormous stories to life in a ginormous way. And so, as you said, Moses was on our stage here in Lancaster. It then went to our theater in Branson, Missouri. It played there. Or close to 2 million people saw it live, and we said, hey, we want to bring this to more people. So we filmed it. We brought it to movie theaters last month. We had an amazing turnout across the country from Hawaii to Alaska to New York, people experiencing it coming to life on screen. And now we said, okay, well, we want to take it even further. Mm-hmm. So it is released this week on DVD and digital download. So it's on iTunes and Amazon and many other places.
Yeah, so now if you didn't get a chance to get out to see it in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, did it also show in Branson as well, the other location?
It did, yeah. It was live on stage in Lancaster, and then all of our shows are designed to do just that. We call it being modular. So they're massive, but they have to break apart into many pieces and pack into tractor trailers to ship to Branson and then back. So Moses took about 55 tractor trailer loads to get it from our theater here in Lancaster to Branson.
This is like a Lego kit, adult style. I mean, to put all these pieces together, and I mean, what a project! I mean, first of all, for you know everybody that comes up with this creativity, and you and I have talked about this before, Dean. I think you're just so blessed to be around these kind of creative geniuses that God has blessed us with. That have the opportunity, you know, I often say about creativity and artists is they have to have a canvas. And what you've been able to do there in providing a canvas for creative people that blesses the rest of us in the body of Christ is just wonderful.
You know, it's really amazing. The vision of our founders really was that they wanted to create a place where people that were artists and creative and craftspeople could use their gifts and talents to bring the gospel to life. They really believed that you didn't have to go to another country in order to be in ministry and be in the mission field, that they could create a place where kinds of backgrounds could bring their talents together in order to advance God's kingdom. And it's happening. I mean, right. You have people that honestly grew up on farms, and they figured out technology and software, and now they're building software applications here. You've got people that are amazing wood carvers. You have electricians. You have people that are able to do animatronics and design, and you have seamstresses and costume designers. You've got accountants, of course. You know, we need them too.
That's right.
But it is just amazing. You know, it's not the Hollywood model here where you hire a bunch of people for a project and then they all leave and you go look for, you know, other work. This is a real team of 675 people that are just sold out for our mission of presenting the gospel live on stage.
And for those of us that have seen the quality production, I mean, this is world-class production. You know, and this was long my complaint, for the way the gospel was presented. And bless everybody's heart for doing, because it's all a process, you know, that you, yeah. You know, you're just not great overnight. I mean, some night you got to get through that process. As I tell the kids all the time, you got to crawl before you walk, before you run.
That's
but
right.
What you've been able to accomplish, I mean, this is world class. I mean, anybody associated and being a Christian, you go, wow, this is something you can really be proud of. And you say, this really honors God in a first-class sort of way.
I mean, I think that, you know, thank you for saying that, by the way. I really appreciate that. But, you know, if you talk to anybody here, if you walk up into our scene shop right now and you, you know, pull one of the welders away and say, hey, you know, why do you do what you do or why are you here? You'll get the same answer whether you're talking to him or you're talking to our CEO, mm-hmm. You know, and that is that our desire is not to be world class. Our desire is to be kingdom class, because we believe that we are using our work in order to honor and glorify God. Mm-hmm. And so why wouldn't we want to put our best foot forward? Why wouldn't we want to, you know, painstakingly, you know, scrutinize every detail and make sure that it is the most excellent that it possibly can be?
Well, Dean Moses, available on DVD, all the usual places, and ready for download. You'll be able to watch it on demand, right? When is that now underway, right? Yes, since October
right.
the 16th. Yep. Right, exactly.
It's on iTunes. It's on Amazon. You can stream it there. You can download it. You can buy the DVD. All I have to do is you know, log on to one of your favorite platforms and search for it, and it's right there for you to get for your
and
own
just,
room.
And just like that, we can thank Sight and Sound, because they have taken this from the big stage to the big screen and now your living room. So enjoy Moses. A couple seconds left here. Dean, what's next?
Well, Jesus is on stage here in Lancaster. Samson's in Branson, and we're announcing our brand new show that's coming to the stage in 2020, December 3rd. So stay tuned. It's an amazing, amazing production that's underway right now.
Well, we look forward to having you back, and we'll share that great news with everybody as well. From Sight and Sound, the brand director, Dean Sell. Thank you, Dean.
Bill, thank you so much for having us.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions, Incorporated. Osteoarthritis, also known as OA, is one of the most common forms of arthritis, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. OA can lead to significant pain and stiffness in joints, such as the knees or hips, making it difficult to carry out everyday activities, like going for a walk, gardening, or playing with your children or grandchildren. In fact, OA is one of the most common reasons a person will need a joint replacement. The decision to have knee or hip replacement surgery is personal and can be challenging. If you're experiencing OA pain and considering surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, president of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
It's all about you and for you right here at the intersection of faith and country. Good to have you along with us. I am Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We got Erin Howley going to be joining us. Erin is a author, and she is a mom. Her brand new book, Living Beloved, Lessons from My Little Ones About the Heart of God, is a must read. Let me tell you, for moms, this will be such a blessing from you. Erin shares, you know, not only from her heart, but from her experience and from the love of her little children, and, you know, some great counsel in there. So, Erin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, Erin, we know, I say we know, and I'm saying this from a father's side, because, you know, fathers learn real quick to a degree, and it's quite shocking. When we learn really what moms do for the family and for kids, all it takes is mom kind of, you know, maybe taking a couple extra hours. It could be shopping, and God forbid that it's a weekend, because then if you're gone for the entire weekend, you know, dads are in therapy for at least 3 months, you know, trying to realize, going, oh my, what am I doing here? So moms have their hands full. And we honor moms more than just one day a year here on Bill Martinez. It's every day that we honor moms, because we love them, and we're so grateful for, you know, what they do for our families.
Well, thank you so much. And, I agree wholeheartedly with that. And I'm also grateful for the time my husband is able to help and give me those hours for sanity. but I do, I do agree. I think that I've had a variety of jobs, but definitely being a mom is the most challenging. It's also the most rewarding, but it's also the most challenging, because for me, at least, it really brought me to a place where I'm just not enough. Like, I've been given these two little boys my husband and I have to raise and to train up and hopefully to bring up to know the Lord. And that is just an awesome responsibility. And it's something that you get tired, you get worn out, my patience gets thin. And it's something whether I'm sufficient to do. And it's, actually been so wonderful and reassuring, because it's in those moments that the Lord has really reassured me that it's not really up to me, that I can depend on him, that he is always sufficient. And even through those moments and seeing my children, he sort of invited me to become a child again, to be yes. his child, and mm-hmm. and to see my kids with the eyes that he sees them, with all their joy and their comfort with dependency. Like, kids have no hesitations just to ask for help. And so I've been encouraged to do that and have that sort of relationship with God through them.
Yeah, it really is. When you stop and think about it, a friend of mine has written in one of her books about the spirit of a child. I mean, Jesus said, unless you come as a child, I mean, when you think about the profundity of that perspective, that God wants you to come to him as a child, you know, very honest, very direct, unassuming, and, all the bravado is set aside because especially with two boys, I mean, I had three boys, so it was my three sons for many years mm-hmm. until I had another son and then a daughter. And as soon as I had a daughter, I was done. I mean, I got reduced to my lowest common denominator. But yes, with boys especially, but they're just so honest and can be so much fun. But also in the process, as you mentioned, because it's so much about doing that you forget about being, and in the process, you forget who you are, even as a mom or as a child of God.
Absolutely. I love that. And I love what you said about sort of coming to God with sort of childlikeness. And I think mm-hmm. he invites us to do that. And as we get so wrapped up in what am I doing and checking off my to-do list, like I do all the time, my kids remind me just how much they want to be with me. Like, you pick them up from Sunday school and the joy just lights up their face, or they've been in a babysitter and they're just, Mom, you're home. And I just love that honesty about wanting to be with me. And I think that's what God calls us to as well. And one thing we can learn from our kids is just that deep desire just to want to be with Jesus. And we don't have to have it all together. Our kids don't worry whether, they look perfect or they say things perfectly. They just want to be with their parents. And
exactly.
With their mom and dad. And I think that's, God accepts us just as we are. And he wants us to come to him and to offer all of our honest emotions even.
Well, as you stated, after the boys were born, you realized that your identity, I mean, because we all travel our identity. I mean, in many cases, it's identified with what we do. You know, your work, you were an attorney, a professor. I mean, you had, you have an educational pedigree. And I often admire women who are able to transition, and sometimes it's first season, and understood, and sometimes maybe because young girls were deluded by who was the one of the super heroines, a superwoman, and they think that they can continue to be that way, so they try to do both, which is amazing to me. So you go from your identity being with what you do, and now you're a mom, and you talk about in your book about, losing a sense of identity as God identifies you, not as the world identifies you.
Absolutely. And I'll just tell your listeners that transition was not pretty. it was difficult. Mm-hmm. And still sometimes is. And I do a little bit of everything, and I've been blessed to work from home some, but I've realized that, at least for me, it's really easy to put my identity in whatever I'm doing at the moment, whether it's my job as a lawyer or whether it's my job at home with the kids. Mm-hmm. And that both of those things are, I think, not what God points us to. I love in the Gospels where Jesus is baptized and the God is so pleased and introduces him to the world. And what he says is not, this is the Savior, this is not the Redeemer, the Healer, all of these things that are true about Jesus. But rather, he introduces him really simply, and he says, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased." And I love that, because I think that's our identity too, and speaks into what we need to hear, that we're beloved daughters, and apart from our jobs or roles, even as moms, we are his beloved daughter first. And it's out of that knowledge and identity that we can truly love our own children.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about your background, I mean, it is impressive. I mean, what you were doing as an attorney, a professor of law, especially when I hear of an attorney who loves the Constitution as much as I do, you can have whatever you want, Aaron. I'm on your side. So whatever I can do to help you out, in your career, I mean, you worked in the Department of Justice as counsel to Attorney General Michael Mulcahy. So you've paid your dues. You also were a former clerk to Chief Justice John Roberts. And I got to imagine, in light of, the recent hearings for Justice Kavanaugh, that had to be quite painful for you.
It was difficult to see, and just to see, I know Judge Kavanaugh not well, but worked in the same building as he, and we actually played basketball together. there's this great tradition that the Supreme Court clerks play the D.C. Circuit clerks in sort of a tournament, and he would participate in that, and have a number of friends who worked and clerked for him and were very pleased and honored to do so, and I think it just shows the real divisiveness in our country and also a misunderstanding of the role of a judge. The role of a judge, as you well know, is to interpret the law that Congress has written and to apply the Constitution. It's not to make up new things. And if we leave judges constrained to those roles, then we have a lot more comfort in appointing someone because we know they're not going to impose their own policy preferences or their own way of how they think things should be, but they'll be bound by the democratic process and the people that we elect.
Exactly. Much like an umpire. I mean, it's not like you go to an umpire and say, well, are you a Republican or Democrat? No, we don't even think about that. We just know they're there to call balls and strikes, right? And that kind of situation. But unfortunately, it has been aberrated, as you know, with activist judges and also the political forces that want to circumvent the process of legislation and going through the process. There's a reason our founding fathers said, hey, slow down, take your time. Let's debate this. Let's talk about it. And when it's appropriate, if we need to amend something, we'll amend it. We need to create a law, we'll create a law. But there's a way in which to do it. But don't go to the bench and expect judges single-handedly, unilaterally to create law. And this is what's happened. And this is why it's been a disturbance. And so, go ahead.
I agree with that completely. And with judges, you can't change it, or at least not very easily. The Constitution, you can't change it at all.
Right.
Their word is the final word. And if it's a statute, then it takes a lot of effort. So absolutely.
Yeah, if you think not, I'm sure Aaron will rent out her boys for you for a weekend, and you can find out the rule of law real quick, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, there are some things there. So your encouragement to moms, besides getting their hands on your book, Living Beloved, and of course this is coming out soon, so you get a little bit of a preview. So it comes out next week. But your recommendation, besides getting their hands on your book, is what?
Just urge them. I know it's a tired and busy season, but just as you watch your children and see their joy in the smallest things, as you see them just want to be with you, as you see them live boldly. My two boys are quite reckless. But as you see all these things in your child, I'd love just to encourage you to see them as an invitation from God to become dependent again, to really live out that bold and courageous life that He's given you because He has your back, and just to realize that you too can be a child, His child, even as you're taking care of your own children.
Well, thank God that Erin has observed her sons in such a way and learned some lessons and has been vulnerable enough and loving enough for all of us to share them with us in Living Beloved, Lessons from My Little Ones About the Heart of God.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner
trainer and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're